My name's Hannah Field. I'm a partner within the family team at Russell Cook. I want to introduce you to some podcasts that we're undertaking called Working as a Team, where I'll be talking to divorce consultant Rhiannon Ford about the type of cases where we work together, the work that she undertakes, and how having a divorce consultant on board can often help with the case and the management of it. I hope you enjoy the podcasts.
Hi, everyone. I'm joined by Rhiannon Ford, divorce consultant, who I've spoken to a few times before on other podcasts. Today, we're going to talk about a very difficult topic of how to tell the children that you are separating, or that things are going to ultimately lead potentially to a divorce. It's quite a difficult and sensitive topic. Rhiannon, we often get asked by a couple about how to tell the children about the situation they find themselves in. How do you offer support to clients in that situation?
Yes, thanks, Hannah. I think this is such an important conversation, and the parents are probably going to be quite nervous about it. So they'll want to do their very best to feel they've done the best for the children. So there's no perfect way of doing this, because obviously we're all human beings. We don't know how the children will react to what's being said. But I think getting organized and thinking in advance about how best to approach the conversation and what you're going to say can help the parents feel more confident and calm during that conversation, which will automatically mean that the children are going to feel more comfortable. So if the children see mum and dad seeming quite calm and confident about what's being said, it's going to instill confidence in them. So there's a few things that I tend to run through with clients when they're sort of wanting some help in sort of how best to approach the conversation. The first thing, which I think is really important, is planning when and how you're going to tell the children. It might seem a little bit obvious, but it's such an important conversation. The children will always remember that conversation, however old they are, when when they've had that conversation. So I think, deciding when is a good time. So, not at the end of the day, possibly when everybody's really tired or when you're rushing out to go somewhere else. So planning when you and the children are going to feel most comfortable in having, that what can be sort of quite an uncomfortable conversation. So I think the planning is really important. How to tell the children, what I always encourage as much as possible is for the parents to agree in advance what's going to be said and how it's going to be explained, so that the parents are explaining and informing the children of the new situation and coming at it as a united force. So the children are seeing both parents giving them the same story. And I think that's really important, because, and it obviously it can be quite unusual for both parents for themselves to be completely on the same page about a divorce, because often it's a decision of one of the parents to get a divorce rather than it being a joint decision. Obviously it can sometimes be a joint decision. So, but for the benefit of the children, it's important that those parents think about, well, what we need to do for the children's sake. And so agreeing what's going to be said and how it's going to be explained. So for me, the children do not need every single bit of detail about what's happened with the breakdown of the parents' relationship. It's not necessary. It's not appropriate. And actually, that's whatever age the children are. So even if they're teenagers, they still don't need to know that one of the parents has had an affair or anything like that. It's not appropriate. They just need to know how it's going to affect them. And being positive and focusing on the positives of how things are going to stay the same and how things are going to be okay is the message that needs to be really pushed to the children. So it's really important for neither of the parents to appoint blame on each other, to come at things as a united force, feeling calm and confident in what they're saying to the children, and providing the children with as much reassurance as possible about things are going to be okay. The parents are going to sort things out between themselves. It's not for the children to worry about. So really providing that reassurance. But I think what can be really helpful as well is to encourage questions.
Yeah.
So for the parents to say to the children after they've explained the situation, please feel you can come to either of us and ask whatever you want or say whatever you want, which I know as a parent, a lot of my parent clients have said, oh, I'm a little bit nervous about that because I worry about, you know, what they might ask. But actually, the children need to feel comfortable asking.
I guess empowering them, actually, that they are able to ask those questions and that they've got an opportunity to kind of not be a part of it, but be informed about it, I guess, is the best way of putting it.
Absolutely. And the whole family are going through the situation. Mm. So I think having the, I mean, and also the sorts of questions that, you know, under fives are going to ask, if any, are going to be very different to 10-year-olds, are going to be very different to 14-year-olds, 17-year-olds, etc. But I think you're right. I think it's empowering the children to feel they can go to their parents and ask questions if they need some clarification or reassurance. And also what I often say to my clients is, you'll be surprised by the questions, but possibly in a good way. Yeah. So one of my mum clients was really nervous about, you know, the reaction the children would have when her and her husband broke the news to the children about the divorce. And she was really worried. And actually what happened was that her young son said, are we still having sausages for tea? And can I still play with my friends in the park? And actually, you know, it was nothing like she'd worried about. So I think we've got to be as supportive as possible as professionals to our clients to make sure that the parents feel as comfortable as possible about having these sorts of discussions, because it's obviously uncomfortable for them with what they're going through, and then they'll want to do the best for their children. So I think the big thing as well is telling the children how much they love them and how that's not going to change. So again, reassuring them as much as possible and focusing on the positives, as I said, with what's not going to change, or, you know, the fact that mum and dad have, or, you know, have got this covered and they will be sorting this out and it's nothing for them, for the children to worry about, I think is really important. Yeah. But it's such a difficult conversation. And I do really, you know, I do know how much, you know, often my clients worry about it, but the fact that they want to do the best they can means it will be okay.
Yeah, agreed. And I think there's quite a lot of literature out there in terms of, we often refer clients to some books that they could read with the children. I know there's one called Mum and Dad Glue, I think it is. And it's quite a poignant book, like whenever we say to clients to maybe read it before reading it to the children, to read it a few times themselves, because it is quite a sad book because of the topic that it's covering. But that can be quite useful sometimes, we think, because it's a book that they would be reading ordinarily to a child, the children kind of engage with it in a quite a positive way, and it's basically not about the child blaming themselves for something that's happened. So that could be quite helpful. And as well, signposting wherever's necessary to additional support by other professionals, I think, is what we would both endorse if that's needed. Do you agree?
Yes, absolutely. So obviously from a divorce consultant perspective, I can go through with clients and prepare, you know, more or less a script if they want to go into that sort of detail.
Yeah.
But they might actually still need or want other types of professional help. And then actually, I think the book you've mentioned sounds great. Actually, I'm going to make a note of that. And I think luckily there are lots of resources online. There are books for both parents to read, and there are books now more and more being published for parents to read to children, or for parent, or for children to read themselves. So depending on the ages of the children. And I think, you know, they're so valuable. It's such a valuable resource to help the family as a whole in navigating through, you know, what can be quite a challenging time for everybody. So the more support and guidance people can have, I think, you know, I think it's great. You know, I think, and you're right, it's good for us to be able to signpost to other resources or other professionals to get additional help for our clients if we feel that that could be valuable to them.
Yeah, no, I agree. Rhiannon, thanks. That's been really helpful and really useful. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye.
Bye.